Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Ain't Rob Parker. It ain't Rob. Was that you?
No.
Who is that?
Raiders legend.
Is that
Lincoln
you, BJ?
Kennedy.
That was Lincoln Kennedy.
Yeah, just the sound of him. I have saved.
He sounded a little very high voice. I was like, is that the big vanilla husky? Sounded like that. My man, VJ Husky, also known as the vanilla child. Yeah. No, what was the big vanilla husky?
You really gonna stop disrespecting my brand like this, man?
I'm trying to get the nickname.
Nah, you know the nickname. You smart.
Big vanilla husky?
No, it's the big vanilla funny. Stop messing with me, CB.
That was an honest mistake.
Yeah, I know.
Real talk.
That's fine. You made the same honest mistake last time we were together, but it's all good, though.
Yes, you did. Oh,
yes,
my
you
bad.
Did. Yeah, my bad. What up, baby? How you doing, man? Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, man.
It's great to have you on,
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to a fantastic show. Good news for all you listeners. This is about to be 3 hours of fire, because when I have the big vanilla funny on.
Yeah, it is.
It's a live show. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the Odd Couple's live every day, but he brings it. He does his thing, so we're going to have a lot of fun. So keep it locked right here for the next 180 minutes as we talk sports, and there's stuff going on all over the place, and we're going to get into it. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. I did miss, now I know we have the super producer, Rob G, in the house. I'm not sure who else. Who's on the updates? Is it Monsi? Oh, my bad. Monsi's hanging around in the studio. I know that. Hey, Monsi Bolaños, what's happening? We got Isaac Lowenkrau. That's a funky name. Isaac Lowenkrau. He needed to be a hooper with that name.
Yeah.
Or wide receiver or something. Yeah. But anyway, he does a great job here. He is on the updates. On the ones and the twos is USC Caris. I'm shocked because this is the first time this week we've had the same guy back to back. So congrats, USC. You must have done a great job yesterday.
Thank you.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's a TV theme song Thursday, so we'll bring in the TV theme songs. I don't want anything past 1984. All right, I'm not even playing. I don't know the new stuff. The new stuff is not distinctive. The old stuff used to be distinct. I knew Good Times. I knew Happy Days. I knew Laverne and Shirley. I knew the Jeffersons by the song. This new stuff sounds.
We can
all
go
the
past.
Same.
We can go past 84 though, because you know, yeah, because
like there's that. Martin, 90, different world.
There's Martin. 90. There's Fresh Prince of Bel Air. There's Cosby.
Yeah,
there's
Martin.
Cosby Show. There's some 90s one. Different
the,
different
the
world.
Eight, into the 90s.
Yeah, different world. Living Single. There's some soundtracks if people start playing.
All right.
Yeah,
95.
Okay. Okay, that's
95.
Cool. Yeah, 95. I'm with you.
Or
95.
You know what? Just keep it in the last century. Nothing from this millennium. All right, how about that? All right, let's get into this thing, VJ.
Yes, sir.
Lakers making some noise, and we're going to get into the trade for Patrick Beverley, which I got to be honest, I love. If I'm the Lakers, I love it. I'm not saying it makes them the favorite in the West. It makes them better. It makes them better. Good move by the Lakers. They get Patrick Beverley for Talen Horton Tucker and Stanley Johnson. I like THT, but I'm not under any delusion. He's going to be a star. He's pretty good, nice little player. So they got something for him. But the bigger news, and we're going to get into all of this, Pat Bev later, but now what's the next move? And yesterday I was saying I didn't know the Beverly move was coming down. But this only makes it even more important to get this deal done. If you can get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield from Indiana for Russell Westbrook, give them those picks. You know what you can do with those picks, as far as I'm concerned. Then now you're cooking with oil. Now you're in the mix in a way. Not the favorite. I wouldn't call them a favorite, but they're in the mix. They're tough. And so that's what the Lakers need to do. And Jovan Buha, friend of the show, does a great job covering the NBA for The Athletic. Rob G, what did he tweet an hour or so ago?
Well, actually, Chris, he put a full-on column out. It was in The Athletic, but this was the money quote. Following this Pat Bev trade and what it means for Russell Westbrook, here's what he said, quote, Beverly's arrival makes it more likely that Westbrook will be off the active roster by the start of training camp, either through a trade or the team sending him home a la the Rockets with John Wall last season, according to a source close to the situation.
Wow. That's not something you throw out lightly, that they might John Wall a brother. All right, so, that is interesting. VJ, your thoughts?
This story is interesting, man. It really is. I agree. I think it does make it easier now to move Russ. The Indiana deal... What? Yeah, I mean, or send him home. Like, it's going to make it easy to send him home. The teams, listen, teams do this, okay? We've seen this before. John Wall wasn't the first guy that they say, look, you know what, man? Hang out, chill, rehab, do what you got to do. We won't say nothing bad about you. Don't say nothing bad about us. We'll get you somewhere. We've seen this before, or you just send somebody home. So this is not a precedent that's being set. I hate that it's happening to Russ because it just took one season for his value for a great of a player that I believe he still is to just be now sent home. The Indiana thing is, I would caution people at this. And if I'm the agents of these two young men, this is exactly what I tell them. I'll make this happen
young
for
men
you.
Meaning Turner and Hill?
Yes, yes. Okay. If I'm their agents, this is what I tell them two young men. I'll make this deal happen. You want to go to L.A.? We can get you to the Lakers. They want to do it. Indiana's all in. You guys got to tell them you want to go, though. But here's the thing. If it does not work out, if you do not win a championship and you're playing with LeBron, and this is just fact. This is not hating. This is just fact. Your value will go down because you are now the blame game. If you feel like you can stomach, if you feel like you can stomach that in your career, I'll make the deal happen. Buddy Hill, Turner, you guys are young. You guys are still young, up and coming stars. But it
can all go away.
Hold.
I can't let you get away with that.
What?
Stars?
Up and coming. I said up and coming. You don't think Buddy Hill's an up and coming, could be an up and coming star in this league with the way he can shoot, the way he loves the game of basketball?
He's 29
young.
Years old.
He's still young in the NBA, though.
He ain't a star. Stop it.
I didn't say he's a star. Up and coming.
He
listen
ain't an up and coming star.
Okay, I think he could be.
He's not going to be
a could
star.
Be. Okay, but I think he could be. Chris
he's
could.
Played six, up and coming. He played seven seasons in the league.
Yeah. So has it been seven already for Buddy Hill? Seven?
Six
oh,
years.
I was about to say, woo, that's, yeah, you're
this
tacking on.
This is his seventh. No.
Okay, I got
I
it.
I like Buddy Hill. He's not a star.
I didn't say he was.
Or up-and-coming star.
Okay, well, I think he is. But my point is, your value will be, you will be devalued very quickly. We're seeing it, and we've seen it before. If you go out here and it does not work, I would just caution them of that. If they want to go to L.A.
All right,
and
you've
play.
Taken it somewhere. I can't let you just get away with this.
That's fine. You don't have to. I'm not.
Because
you
were taking.
Get away
I'm not
with
talking
it.
About the star comedy. That was bad enough.
Okay. Yeah.
Upcoming star
yeah,
comedy.
Okay.
But now you've turned it into a LeBron hate.
No,
segment.
See.
You have.
See? No, I didn't. I just stated a
you,
fact.
It ain't a fact.
It is.
He's 30. He's gonna be 38 years old. Nobody is expecting him to lead the Lakers to another championship. How in
are
the world
who,
is
who's
everybody?
Not expecting? Hold on. Who's
who
not
is?
Expecting LeBron? Come on. Are you serious?
So
people?
if they get Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, they're the favorites in the West?
You will have plenty of people that say because they have LeBron and now he's got this player and that player, they're a contender, they can win the championship. Absolutely, Chris. I'm not going to let you get away with that. That you
oh,
think
I'm
nobody's going to say that.
It. Not, Rob G, Mr. Laker fan.
He's already posted
would
about
you
the,
say
the
that?
DVD next year. He's already tweeting about
that's right,
it.
Well,
he's
thank you.
Like
no, but
I got
him at 22. No, I got him at 22
okay,
to 1, though.
No.
I got the card at home.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I like that.
In the hunt, in the mix, but well, favorites, no. Yeah.
I just think you'll have a contingency
anyone,
of people who say so.
Anyone watching knows LeBron is not what he used to be. I know he averaged 30. That's great. But on the up, LeBron James was not only great because of his scoring and his passing, his defense as well. And he's not close to that guy now.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
I just think that people understand, yes, LeBron is still a great player. He's still a top 10, some say top 5 player in the league. But I don't think anybody's just going to, Like 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, it would have been, oh, like you said, y'all ain't getting it done. I don't think that's the case anymore. And if you're, who you using? Are you using Westbrook as an example?
No, I'm not using Westbrook. I could use
Westbrook.
Because
Westbrook wasn't good.
I could use Westbrook. I can also use, like, other players that have been kind of.
So you think
devised.
Westbrook
I thought,
was unfairly
listen,
fairly
we're back,
criticized?
Hold on, let's go back to the Heat. When they got eliminated by the Spurs, Dwayne Wade got talked about like it was his fault. He became the blame game. Dwayne Wade became the blame
game.
He was, the same
he
thing
was
happened with Kevin Love. I get that. That doesn't matter. He still was the blame game, Chris. It don't matter what the reason was.
I don't
he
think
was
it
still
was
the,
that big of a blame
I
game.
Thought, well, I heard a lot of it. I heard a
I
lot
mean,
of it, bro.
Well, some people, it's not like people, what were people saying? Dwayne ain't a great player? I mean, what? He was banged
yeah,
he up.
Got, I know, but he still got. He still
it was
played the blame game of
it. Because he was injured.
Okay. And if
like
one of these
he wasn't himself.
Well, look at. I mean, we're also saying this about AD, too. And I agree with it. Now, I'm not trying to defend AD, but when you are hurt, say that one of these guys does twist an ankle, have a hamstring, have a groin. Oh, he was hurt. Yeah, but yeah, you went and got that dude. Blah. It's just, it's the nature of the beast when LeBron is involved. This is just the fact. I'm not trying to be a hater. And you know he's not my guy. And everybody knows he's not my guy. I'm just trying to state a fact that if you go out there, and if you come here and you play with him and you do not win, you will be the blame game. They will either ship you off, they'll discontinue or discount you and discredit you. That's just what happens, dog. That's just the truth.
When has that been unfairly done?
unfairly done, depending upon who. Unfairly depends upon who you're talking to. Unfairly depends.
So give me your answers.
I don't think it's really been ever unfairly done.
Okay.
I think some things. Hold up. I think so that doesn't still take away the fact, Chris, that you still become the blame game.
What it means is people are observing and saying LeBron did his part.
He's the only guy that gets that pass. That's the problem with it.
Makes it unfair. That's what I'm asking you. When has it been unfairly done?
As far as LeBron's
in
concerned,
in those years
or other
in
players.
Cleveland when he was leading that group of mediocre players in 2018 to the finals, that year, was that unfair?
What do you mean was that unfair? Well, I'm trying to understand your question.
When he dropped 50, when people got, if they blamed his supporting cast for Cleveland not beating Golden State
in
2018.
The first time?
Whenever.
Okay, I know the first time when they lost
right
in six.
I'm talking right now about 2018. That in 2018, and if I don't think anybody blamed anybody. They just weren't as good, and everybody could see it.
Are you talking about the years Golden State had Durant?
Any of the years. Well, you want to go back to 2015? Go to 2015.
Any of the years where they have
Did
Durant.
Did somebody get blamed for 2015?
Well, yeah. Kyrie
was hurt.
Exactly. And he still and he got blamed.
Nobody because, was
nah,
killing.
He still got blamed. Yes, they were.
No,
stop. Yes, they were. Yes, they were, Chris. Yes, they were. People were killing Kyrie. People were killing Kyrie, and they were killing Love.
Hurt?
And they both.
For getting
both,
hurt?
Come on, Chris.
What people
on,
you Chris. Talking about?
Come on, Chris.
No, don't come at me like I'm making something up. Nobody was killing Kyrie Irving for suffering a knee injury.
Yeah, all right. Go back and look. Go back and look, man. There's plenty.
Who of substance?
Plenty,
I mean, you want to talk about little
well,
cats
I'm not,
on
well,
Twitter
on, hold on. No,
this
no, 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 not at all. Not
Somebody,
at all. Not at all. Not Twitter.
Who in the
not
right
Twitter.
Mind would criticize a player for suffering a knee injury?
Well, people, are you kidding me? People on radio, TV do it all the time. This is new? This is new to you that people
you keep
that
throwing
people,
out people
people yeah
they,
people because I'm not going to put out
some,
names no I'm not throwing
honest,
out names
I don't know
I'm not throwing
I don't
out
know
names
who you're talking
okay
about.
But I'm not okay listen to me though
if
I'm
you're
not,
talking about Anthony Davis people criticizing him for getting hurt that's one thing
why is
Anthony
that one thing
Anthony Davis has knick-knack injuries
why, but see why is that one
and
thing though it's the same
injured.
Thing no I
it's
think
not,
it's the same
he
thing
did not
it's the same thing
nobody was looking at Kyrie with side-eyed because he went down
saw,
in game one of
like
the 2015
I saw
finals.
Plenty, I saw plenty of
My
it on.
My goodness,
yeah.
Bro. You done
check,
started
bro.
Something.
I know. I hope
we
I did.
It wasn't even
I hope
about
I did.
LeBron.
I wasn't trying to make
but
it about
your,
him.
Your LeBron hate, you did. Because
nah,
the
nah,
first
nah, nah,
thing
nah.
out of your mouth was no.
No. For Indiana.
No,
for Indiana.
That if
for those
go,
two kids, I would tell them that.
As if they better off in Indiana.
No, I didn't say it was better off in Indiana. I said, I'll make the deal for you, but understand this is the probability of what can happen to your career. You don't think that as a smart, as an agent,
That's
as somebody.
That's the first thing I say.
Yeah, well, it's the first thing I
say
though.
Man, look, the Lakers
first thing I
want
said.
Y'all, and y'all can get to L.A. and have a chance to compete for championships.
Okay.
You can stay here in Indiana where they're building around Halliburton.
You can listen. You
and
can,
where they've been looking
can,
to get rid of
that,
y'all.
You can add that, but you can say my part too, and it would still be fair. You can add what you're saying. If you're the agent, you can say exactly what you just said. But I would add on the back end. But understand this, because I understand the landscape of how this thing works and how it works for future players and future contracts and money that's coming up. You play with certain guys, things don't go that route. That can help derail what you have going on in the future. Don't act like that's not a
who's
fact.
It done,
it's happened
who's it
before.
Derailed it for? Give me one person it's derailed.
It derailed.
Give me somebody.
It derailed Kevin Love, in my opinion. It derailed Kevin Love.
Kevin Love might become a Hall of Famer
because of LeBron.
What was he doing before LeBron? Putting up
averages,
numbers?
Yeah, exactly.
Because LeBron
That's
got
what,
in the championship.
Hold up. That's what the Hall
putting
of Fame lets in. That's what the
winning?
Hall of Fame lets in. Chris, they let in numbers. Stop.
They let in numbers
Stop.
That make the playoffs.
Nah, okay.
He had never made the playoffs before.
Okay. They let in numbers that don't make the playoffs. All right. I wish we could look up the players with the least amount of playoff appearances that are in the Hall of Fame.
He had zero.
All right. Well, he's the only one? Pretty sure there might be somebody else.
No. Well, he's not in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I
you
mean,
said
that's
Mike,
a good
though.
Question.
So you said Mike. So
is
you
there anybody
there?
In there without numbers who never made the playoffs?
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
But it didn't derail Kevin Love.
I thought it did, man.
Kevin Love averaged 17-9 in Cleveland and won a championship.
All right.
I mean,
And when
Brandon Ingram's now an all-star.
Didn't derail
Lonzo Ball, Lonzo Ball doing his thing when he's healthy?
I'm just asking.
Dwayne Wade?
Go ahead. I'll let you finish your list.
Chris Bosh, any of them? Oh my, the hate. All right, this F squared up here on the I couple, fire and foolishness. I'm bringing the fire. My man VJ Husky's bringing the foolishness in for Rob Parker. That's appropriate since he's replacing Rob. It's the I couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right. It is the I Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. My man VJ Husky is in for Rob Parker's The TV Theme Song Thursday. We're brought to you, as always, by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier, folks. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, my man. Let's see if we can start this Lakers talk all over. And keep it on Russ, so to speak, to some degree.
No problem.
What do you think should... What should the Lakers do with him?
I would probably try, and I would try to work this out. I always felt like that from the beginning. I would try to work it out. I understand the position that they're in, though. If they can make some moves and get some other guys and move Russ, or like you said, eventually, as Rob G read, eventually somebody thinks that they can just kind of, you know, say, hey, here's your check, and good luck. So I would like to see them work it out, though, because I think he can be an asset to the team. I think maybe last year was just an anomaly. You know, maybe it was just that one bad year that sometimes players have and he bounces back, and Darvin Ham and all the new juice that's there and coaching and Rasheed Wallace there on the bench. Maybe a different vibe of coaching
Rasheed,
can help out.
Rasheed's not going
to
be there.
Is he not? Did he decide not to? Because I know. All right.
It was initially, but I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. Rob G, check that out. But I think, yeah, I don't think he's doing
okay.
it.
But I just think some new juice from the coaching staff might help out.
That would be your number one choice.
Yes.
So you would keep him.
Yes.
You would rather keep him than trade him for Turner and Hill.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to be honest.
I would.
With Turner and Hill and Beverly and then LeBron and AD, mm-hmm. that's not a bad group.
It's not.
You got pretty good shooting, certainly better than you have right now. You got two bigs that can protect the rim, yet are versatile and athletic enough to be on the perimeter, too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you still got LeBron. You got a feisty, pretty good leader in Patrick Beverly, who has some winning pedigree. Not championship, but, you know, some playoff winning pedigree. I like that squad. My first choice with Russ would be to move him for those two. I mean, I don't think there's another deal out there. So my first choice would be to move him for those two. I'll throw in those two picks, 2027, 2029 first rounders. I don't care about those. If I couldn't trade him, like, I don't know that Indiana wants to do this. So if they can't get this trade, I am with you in that I would try to make it work first. And by making it work, I mean we do what we think is best, Darvin Ham and the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. And if we deem it best, if we're, you know what, we're better off with Russell Westbrook coming off the bench. Because with that second unit, he can be Russ. He'll have the ball in his hands. It'll revolve around him. He can do his thing. If I feel, and I'm not saying they do, but if I feel that's my best option as the Lakers for Russ, then I try that. And if he balks, if he sulks, if he doesn't want to do it, then you go nuclear and you might have to tell him go away from the team. But I would not just send him away from the team without giving it a shot.
No. And I believe if you do that, right, and maybe I'll ask you, I'll propose this question to you. Say they decide to just waive him and cut him and just let him go and pay him. Without even trying? Yeah. He can then sign with any team, like, right away, correct? Or does he need to clear waivers? Or he can just sign with anybody, correct?
If they cut him, they're on the hook for a salary, and then another team could sign him for a small amount of money.
I would caution doing that only because that can come back to bite you.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to go there again because I want to know, because I don't know that it could come back. I don't think teams would jump signing Russ.
Well, here's the thing.
Even for a small amount of money.
I disagree. I think for a small amount of money, why not?
Why doesn't he fit? Same way the Lakers shouldn't have wanted him.
Well, he didn't fit
here. He's not a good player for what he is. Okay, we'll get into that later because that's a good discussion. Okay. What of Russ? All right, but we got Matt Mosley, host of the Doomsday Podcast, and a columnist here at Fox Sports coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, brother. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, as I said, host of the Doomsday Podcast, columnist here at Fox Sports, does a great job, Matt Mosley. Matt, what's up?
Chris VJ. Good to be with you. Good to be with you today. And I'm taking time away from the blue carpet event. Everybody's arrived in formals out at the Star today. So big doings out there in Frisco for the Cowboys. Everybody's all spruced up tonight.
Well, man, that might be the only good news coming out of Dallas today. Your podcast aptly named for this day because Tyron Smith hamstring injury out until December, it seems at least. But it seems like that could be wishful thinking even getting him back then. What do you think this injury does for the Cowboys' hopes of, you know, a season in which, of course, it's Super Bowl or bust as far as Jerry Jones is concerned?
Yeah, I don't know if Jerry truly means that, though, because every year, Chris, he wants credit for, oh, we got 12 wins. Can we get a pat on the back for that? But it does seem like that this one is about as big. I was trying to think earlier on my radio show, you know, where other than losing Dak, I mean, this is about as bad an injury just because of the position. There are other positions on defense. As great as Micah Parsons is, you could find a way to replace him. They really don't have any internal candidates. But as only Jerry can, Jerry loves to – I mean, their first-round pick, Tyler Smith, was probably not even going to win the starting left guard role going into this season. Now, they want him to eventually be out there at left tackle, and Jerry's already – today, talking about him perhaps stepping in there and starting at left tackle. And I promise you, I think that could be a disaster waiting to happen. This was one of the most penalized players in college football. And I think he could be good someday. He's got the makings of everything you need to be a successful left tackle, but he's not ready. I mean, some players come straight out of college, and you're like, yeah, throw him in there. He'll be fine. This guy is not even close to ready. So their best-case scenario right now is either trading for somebody or signing one of these free agents. And, of course, you don't know. I mean, maybe people that cover it like crazy close, but like you don't generally this time of year know like all the free agent left tackles that are out there. And then, like, today we got familiar with them, and it's like Jason Peters, who's 40 years old. You know, they're not right. – it's not like there's some guys out there that are just great alternatives.
Right.
Matt Mosley, VJ Vernon Husky here, man. Great speaking with you. There's been a lot that's being said about Dallas, and a lot of it is really on the offensive side of the ball. So I want to flip my question to the defensive side of the ball, where this defense was just playing with their hair on fire. They led the league in turnovers, defensive touchdowns, and turnover difference. The reason why I think they could take a major fall this year, the offensive problems everybody already knows about, but I have a hard time thinking that a defense other than the Bucs and the Ravens and the Bears of our ages can just replicate that type of production again in a better conference with some harder schedules this year. And is there really cause for concern for Dallas overall in the defense, or do people think the defense is just going to roll right into like they were last year?
Well, they desperately need the defense, especially early in this season with figuring out the injuries. They almost are going to try to go back to something they were Dak and Zeke's rookie year. Ball control offense and then try to let your defense dominate and control the game. The good news is the defense is like a huge playmaking defense. Last year they had tons of takeaways. The defense was, they actually scored points. The problem with that way of thinking is Jason Garrett was kind of wired to play that way. Mike McCarthy is not. I mean, if you look at his whole career in Green Bay, you'd be hard-pressed to ever find them in the top 20 in rushing. In fact, I don't think he ever had a top 20 rushing team. He just doesn't. He wants to throw the ball. He wants to feature Dak Prescott. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre before him. That's how he feels most comfortable. So it's always bad when you start a year and you're thinking, okay, this is the way we need to do something, and you have a coach who that's not in his DNA. That's not the way he operates. But back to your point about the defense, I do think Dan Quinn is one of the best things about this team and in this organization right now. The fact that Jerry was able to hold on to him felt like a coup. And even though you saw on Twitter, I think Trayvon Diggs closed his Twitter down because they kept posting. Everybody was roasting him for getting beaten so much in practice. This guy's unreal. His instincts are such that, Dan Quinn was half joking with me when I asked him about this, but I asked him, could he be like Deion and play wide receiver? Could he help you at wide receiver? And he basically got around to saying, well, absolutely he could, but we're not going to do that. I'm telling you, as thin as they are right now, you could use him over there, but of course they need him to focus on defense. This is probably when you look at the defensive line, and of course they did lose Gregory, but for the most part, this is a really, really, and Parsons has become, maybe one of the most feared defenders in all the NFL, even in just going into his second year. And I think you'll see with him that they're going to line him up and use him as a pass rusher almost every chance they get. He's no longer going to be considered an off-the-ball linebacker, especially since they brought in Anthony Barr. So your question, can it carry the team? It has to. There's no other choice. Like, for them to have any hope at all, at least the first part of the season, the defense does have to carry them. And, oh, by the way, the special teams as well. And fortunately for them, they seem to have a true threat as a return man now in Kevontae Turpin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. UCF, that's for sure.
Yeah, the USFL. Good, yes.
Matt Mosley, Doomsday Podcast, joining us. You've heard, Jerry, you mentioned the run game. That Mike McCarthy just historically hasn't made the most of it. Jerry's talked up Ezekiel Elliott like he's going to be the Ezekiel Elliott in his rookie year. Have you seen anything to give you the indication, besides Jerry's flowery talk, that Zeke is close to being what he used to be? I know he's at the knee. Last year, that was the knee people blamed it on. So what do you expect to – what type of Zeke do you expect to see this year?
Well, I will say, from my time out in California with the team, he is, the way he looks and the way he's moving, he does look fast. Okay. And there appears to be some quickness, and he's always, you know, a big dude. It's such an interesting question, Chris, because Zeke is probably more of a leader on that team than we give him credit for. Dak gets, you know, most of the credit. Zeke shows up at quarterback's meetings. He wants to be in the quarterback meetings. When you just look at who the players respond to, a lot of it's Zeke. The problem is, of course, they did that crazy contract with him, gave him huge money. He jumped in front of Dak in the pecking order. And so from a financial standpoint, the production now is not where the money is. And that happens with a lot of players. But at running back in the NFL, you just can't have that happen. You can't be loading up with huge money at a position like that. I mean, there's only really a couple of guys in the NFL you want to pay a bunch of money up to, and it turned out Zeke was the wrong guy to do that with. So here's the deal. Do I think he'll be on the Cowboys next season? No. Do I think he could have a really good season? I do. I do. But I do think they'll probably end up needing to cut ties with him, just like several years ago they did with DeMarco Murray.
All right. That is our man, Matt Mosley, host of the Doomsday Podcast, also a columnist here at Fox Sports. Great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge.
Thanks, Matt.
PJ, appreciate it. Call me for NBA, guys, when we get going. I'm all Luka'd up. I can do all this stuff. So don't, right, you know, hey, don't put me in a box.
We love talking Luka. All right. We love talking Luka. We will definitely get back to you on that. Thank you, brother.
All right. Y'all be good.
All right. VJ looked at the Chet Holmgren injury and said, I got beef. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, The Odd Couple. And look, we could sit here and me, my man VJ, talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll just tell you about how great Discover Card is, because with them, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, my man VJ Husky saw the Chet Holmgren news and, like all of us, was disappointed. I really wanted to see Chet get out there, look pretty good in summer league. And, you know, I like his talent, like his promise.
Yeah.
And I think he was one of the rookies that people, he clearly was, there's no doubt about it, that he was a guy people wanted to tune in and see what he was all about. But you have a take, you feel like it all could have been avoided. Share with me your thoughts.
I just think in this day and age, with the magnitude of the money and the magnitude of the franchise now, and scrutiny, social media, radio, TV, all the stuff that's out, you just can't do what players may have been able to do in the past. And one thing really irks me are these off-season pickup games. You know, I understand if you want to show up to Rucka or Drew, but in my opinion, in today's world, it kind of stops right there. Because look what we just saw and look what just happened. Liz Frank is nothing to play with. It was a pointless game. You're a rookie. You should be getting ready for training camp that starts in a little over a month or about a month. You should be getting ready and focused on that. You know, I just this made me so upset. And just even to see Banchero and Murray playing in multiple pickup things and going at each other, bruh, you just got traded to the Hawks. Focus, man. Focus. That's where your focus should be. Not a rookie that Orlando drafted that, you know, has done nothing in the league. I just think the focus now is just a little off. And some of these younger guys, these are worthless games. Rob G and I were talking, and he's like, well, yeah, guys play pickup all the time. I said, yeah, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Get with your trainer. Spend that money you making. Work on your game. And I think, Chris, this is why you don't see the ascension of some guys we should see. Because when you're just playing pickup, you're just balling. No one's really playing defense. You're not really hooping. Guys need to get back to working on their game and focusing on the franchises that you pretty much have on your back. So I did not like this at all. I thought it was a bad move by all the NBA players that went and did it. And those days are done. Rucker, Drew, okay. Other than that, I'm not showing
but
up.
Why Rucker and Drew?
Because the classic.
The Rucker's outside.
Just I get it, but Rucker, because Rucker's Rucker. That's why. It's Rucker, man. I don't.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have to explain it.
That does, well.
It's Rucker.
I don't hate your viewpoint.
Yeah.
But I think it's contradictory to say what you said and then go, but Rucker and Drew is fine.
Yeah.
Because at Rucker and Drew, first of all, Rucker, you're playing outside.
I get it.
And secondly, on that pavement, and secondly, you've got guys that you're going to be going against who got something to prove. And they're going to be trying to embarrass you. And so I think I don't hate your take in general, although – dudes are going to play and dudes need to play. And I said kind of something similar to you, like, man, I hate that it happened in this pro-am game. When I was coming up, they used to play pro-am all the time, but things are different. The money at stake is so ridiculous. My point, where I've drawn the line is kind of it playing NBA sanctioned things. And then that I found out that Pro-Am was NBA sanctioned. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to get mad. It's just like a guy getting hurt in summer league. It's not quite that, but it's similar because they're both NBA sanctioned. You're doing it, if it's sanctioned by the league, you're doing it kind of on behalf of your team, or at least it's associated with your job. But my problem, VJ, with that game in Seattle, is that when you do have those types of players on, any NBA players for that matter, forget how great they were, you got to make sure everything is, if it's NBA sanctioned,
conditions.
Make sure the conditions are NBA
exactly.
quality.
Exactly.
And they stopped that game after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the court was, you know, condensed and wet because of the humidity and the crowd. Cannot have. What if that had been LeBron James to get hurt?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at the play, Rob G and I were talking about this before the show. The draw, it's him trying to guard LeBron on that fast break. They break out, right. Somebody gets a steal, they throw it to LeBron. But if you watch LeBron, he kind of trips a little and kind of does a reverse.
Yeah, it was an awkward move.
Exactly. So what if Bron steps on his foot and twists his ankle?
Right.
And it's a high ankle sprain. Now you're going to, it's a bad. You feel what I'm saying? If you even just look at the video of the gym, it's like, well, all right, bro. Like, if it's NBA sanctioned, then it's got to be tight.
Right.
It's got to be tight.
Because dudes are going to play. And they can play five. They need to play some 5-on-5. And they need to work on their drills and skills, too. So you can do both. But where I'm with you is that I'm not trying to stop them from playing 5-on-5, but make sure it's NBA-sanctioned situations or events.
Yeah.
Or even the pickup is with, you know, NBA-type players.
Off-season team stuff
they all
even,
got
Chris.
Something.
You know,
yeah.
Even off-season team stuff. Like the NFL, like they do OTAs, right? Where the receivers show up or the receivers go with the quarterback or meet with the quarterback down in Miami or come out here like that. But just pick up games against guys that are going
to
be selling insurance.
They coming out here
trying to
make a name off of you.
$200 million on the line in your contract, which is what these dudes are making, and this is what you go do? I don't like it, man. It's
I'll say to end with this. It could be a blessing in disguise for Holmgren. Obviously, Ben Simmons, Embiid, Blake Griffin guys missed their first year. Gives them a little time to bulk up, right? Lift weights, work out, work on his skills. It shouldn't hurt him in the long run, which is the good news, but we'll miss him this year. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.